Access to gender-affirming medical services is a postcode lottery, and healthcare workers say it's harming transgender and gender-diverse New Zealanders. A person living in Northland may have access to a procedure someone in Southland does not. The organisation that represents professionals working in trans healthcare is calling for change. RNZ digital journalist Murphy has more.
When Leo, who is trans, was offered their dream job, they moved from their hometown of Christchurch to Nelson. But in doing so, they lost their place on a long waiting list for gender-affirming healthcare from the Canterbury District Health Board. In Nelson, Leo, not their real name, had to start anew.
That was a pretty disheartening time, honestly, for me in terms of gender dysphoria and transition, because I realised that I was going to have to go through the whole process again, but with Nelson DHB.
When Leo eventually reaches the top of the waiting list, they will have to make a 3-hour round trip to Blenheim for the appointment. The National Coordinator of Gender Minorities Aotearoa, Ahi Wihongi, says travel can be a massive barrier to trans people accessing healthcare.
The person who is going to prescribe your hormones requires you to go and see an endocrinologist, and that might be, you might be living at the very bottom of the South Island, and the endocrinologist might be halfway up South Island, and then you go to see them, and then they require a psychologist, and they might require more than one psychologist, which means that you have to travel around different parts of the island multiple times. And if that psychologist wants to see you 6 times, that's a huge amount of having to travel around the country, disrupting your work or your studies or your whānau commitments. So it's a really, really high barrier to getting what should be basic healthcare that can be prescribed to you by your GP.
PATHA, the Professional Association for Transgender Health Aotearoa, describes gender-affirming healthcare as a medical necessity and says the lack of equitable access to care is causing harm. PATHA President and Psychologist Dr. Jamie Veal says there needs to be a national strategy to improve access across all DHBs.
Having different systems where you're going through different people just adds to the complexity and I think creates just an additional barrier.
Research shows 46% of trans and non-binary New Zealanders have had to educate a medical professional about gender identity. Dr. Veal says the wider healthcare system also needs to become more competent in the care it provides trans and non-binary communities. But any change will come too late for Jennifer, who is trans non-binary, meaning they don't identify as male or female. Because Jennifer didn't take the hormone testosterone, they were unable to access publicly funded surgery to remove breast tissue.
So at that point, I decided, yeah, there was no way I was going to get it in the public system because there just didn't seem to be a pathway for me. Luckily, family were able to help me out with the money and we cobbled together enough to be able to do it.
The surgery cost $18,000, but Jennifer says it left them feeling euphoric. But PATHA's Dr. Jamie Veal says people shouldn't have to jump through high hoops to get healthcare.
We know that those who are experiencing barriers are more likely to experience mental health issues. And so if you can allow somebody to actually be themselves, that could help what's going on for that person's life.
PATHA says trans people should be involved in developing new service provision pathways. Cor Murphy, Oho.
Well, that story is part of the series Here We Are, which is about trans mental health. You can read, watch and listen to more on rnz.co.nz.